Mr. Kaminsky, when you step to the podium, if you would also identify your name and your address for the record. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Arnold Kaminsky. That's G-U-M as in Mary, I-N as in Nancy, S-K-I. How awesome, three English words equals one Polish name. My wife and I reside in the Gun Barrel area at 7203 Augusta Drive, Boulder, 80301. We moved here from California in 1993 following my retirement after 29 years as a deputy district attorney for Los Angeles County. I continue now to enjoy my bucolic retirement as an inactive member of the Colorado State Bar. Ann and I moved here in large part because of the richly diverse and abundant participatory dance activities available in Boulder and on the Front Range. Naturally, we think we are in paradise since the Avalon Ballroom is less than a 15-minute drive from our home. But our sense of tranquility has been much disturbed by this pending review and its possible unfavorable outcome. So please bear with my tedium of my exposition. The critical issue is whether the Palmer application pertains to property that is a new urban development as defined in 124B of the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. The first prong of the BVCP definition is satisfied in that a special use review is required in view of the multiple principal uses of the Avalon structure. The second prong is what is an issue. The staff report concludes that the Avalon property is one not in harmony with the character of the neighborhood and not compatible with the surrounding area, and two, not in accordance with the Boulder County Comprehensive Plan. But, au contraire, the Avalon property is in harmony with the character of the neighborhood and compatible with the surrounding area. First, let us recall that the Avalon structure has a Naropa campus immediately to its east, and so the Naropa campus is within Avalon's neighborhood and surrounding area. It is therefore surprising that the staff has failed to acknowledge that Avalon, chiefly dedicated as it is to participatory dance activities with its recreational, social, and cultural qualities, and Naropa, an educational and cultural center, are thus very much alike in all significant respects. Second, the Avalon structure is a building well set back from the street. It is not a shopping mall or commercial outlet attracting large numbers of people. Putting aside the possibility of outdoor recreation, the activities take place within a building well away from public view and notice. It is not a den of iniquity or a magnet attracting disorderly people. It is not a site of debauchery, of illicit and lewd assignation, or a place where the young may not safely congregate in the absence of chaperones. It is not even a bar or a nightclub. Dance events are such that attendees come and go as they please, in rather scattered traffic patterns, quite unlike attendance at a regular religious service, concert, play, or other theatrical performance or at a sports event. And the staff report, with respect to the criterion of harmony and compatibility, is utterly inconsistent with its later finding at page 8 that increase in traffic at the site would not result in undue traffic congestion or traffic hazard. Let us now turn to the staff discussion of the criterion that the proposed multiple use says will be in accordance with the BCCP, which implicitly incorporates the BVCP. Talk about tongue twisting. The Avalon site is concededly within an Area 2A as to which annexation is possible. Here we must first note our disagreement with the staff report's assertion at page 6 that the Avalon, quote, property and property adjacent to the west are effectively enclaves surrounded by the city of Boulder and are eligible for annexation, close quote. But the area in question is not a county enclave within the meaning of 127B of the BVCP because it is not part of, quote, an unincorporated area of land entirely contained within the outer boundary of the city. Moreover, the map of the relevant area shows that the Avalon property is part of contiguous unincorporated 12A area that is partially adjacent to Area 2B property to the south and also to the east, south of Arapahoe Road. So, in our opinion, the area in question is not even effectively an enclave. The staff report's discussion of Criterion 2 is flawed in another way, and here we come to the crux of the matter. The report recites, according to BVCP, and I won't quote further, the definition of community industrial classification, which you had on the screen. Without any analysis whatsoever, as if it were a self-evident truth set forth in the Declaration of Independence, for which our fathers fought and died at the battles of Lexington and Yorktown, the staff determined that the largest proposed uses in the proposal, the recreational uses and the professional office use, do not qualify as community industrial, close quote. Let us engage in much needed analysis. First, we should bear in mind that in legislation and administrative regulations, terms are very often used that do not conform with standard ordinary dictionary usages, but are rather technical terms of art. Part 3 land use a map in the BVC, land use map descriptions in the BVCP list 5 classifications of industrial use within the Boulder Valley, including community, light, and performance. We have already quoted the BVCP description of the community industrial classification. The plan defines, quote, the industrial uses considered as light and performance industrial on the comprehensive plan are primarily research and development, light manufacturing, and so forth. However, it would be wrong to conclude that the BVCP uses a term, quote, industrial, close quote, in unambiguous ways. In the first place, note that the description of light and performance industrial classification refers to primarily research and development and so forth. So here it is important to remark that the light and performance industrial classifications do not preclude the understanding that the standard or customary way in which the principal uses permitted in industrial zones include many uses that in no way can be justly considered industrial in any dictionary definition way. And I cite sections 4.111 concerning light industrial district and 4.112 general industrial district of the Boulder County Land Use Code, which explicitly mention indoor recreation as among the principal uses permitted in such districts. The description of the community industrial classification is even more vague. Let us parse that description. The classification is to be, quote, shown for those areas where the predominant uses provide a direct service to the planning area, close quote. What does the term planning area mean? The BVCP makes it absolutely and abundantly clear that the term planning area pertains to what is defined as such in the introduction to the plan, to wit, quote, the planning area encompasses the Boulder Valley, which is generally defined as those areas bounded by the mountain backdrop on the west and so forth. See also 1.22, which explicitly states, quote, the Boulder Valley planning area is divided into 3 major areas, close quote, followed immediately by descriptions of what constitutes areas 1, 2, and 3. That the term planning area for our purposes refers to the entire Boulder Valley is further confirmed by that sentence, which refers to the predominant uses often having ancillary commercial activity and essentiality, quote, to the life of the Boulder community, close quote. The predominant uses of the Avalon structure, i.e., its recreational uses, provide a direct service to the planning area, i.e., the Boulder Valley, in ways essential to the life of the Boulder community. The participatory dance and kindred activities that take place there are not merely recreational and at affordable prices, so important during this period of grave economic recession and important at any time for making available wholesome recreation for young people. No, such activities have themselves great cultural value, for dance is an important artistic activity when well done, even when it takes place incident to recreational activity. Moreover, many out-of-town visitors may come to attend special workshops and festivals at the Avalon, if allowed to flourish. In this connection, please bear in mind that 5.12 of the BVCP provides, quote, the city and county will support and encourage further development of arts and cultural programs that can serve as attractors for new business investment as well as enhance quality of life, close quote. The BVCP's description of the community industrial classification refers to so-called predominant uses as often having ancillary commercial activity and essentiality to the life of the Boulder community. But this does not mean that the predominant uses are supposed to only be ancillary commercial activity. The enumeration of examples of ancillary commercial activity is intended to be illustrative and hence is not exhaustive. According to standard usage, as I have noted above, areas being zoned or classified as industrial encompass many uses that are not industrial in the standard dictionary sense. It would be absurd to suppose that a property having such multiple independently operated uses such as a church, a dance studio, indoor theater, reception hall, and community meeting facilities and only such uses would not be considered to be a community industrial classification, within that classification. Thus, it would be unreasonable to impute to the legislative body an absurd intention to restrict the term community industrial classification to only ancillary commercial activity, since non-commercial activity may also be essential to the life of the Boulder community. Since the Palmer application does not pertain to what can be justly claimed as a new urban development, a technical term of art if there ever was one, I need not discuss those additional points made in the staff report at pages 7 and 8 that presuppose that the Avalon property constitutes a new urban development. But I would parenthetically note and make reference to the so-called city's request that the applicant request annexation to the city. This so-called request is based on an erroneous belief by the city agent in charge, an erroneous assumption that the county had determined that the property is new urban development. I believe that perhaps you have available to you that message from Susan Richardson. She says, consistent with the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan and the county finding, et cetera, et cetera. There has been no finding. It has just been a recommendation by the staff. Section 127C provides, quote, that the city will annex Area 2 land with significant development or redevelopment potential only if the annexation provides a special opportunity or benefit to the city, close quote. The spirit, if not the letter, of this provision surely applies to the instant application. The Avalon is still a fledgling enterprise. Presently, we have a situation involving both paradox and irony. It is very much to the public good of the Boulder community that the Avalon project be allowed to flourish. but it is not to the public good that the Avalon property be annexed now or in the foreseeable future. It is written, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Fortunately, both the letter and spirit of the applicable law favor the conclusion that the Avalon property is not a new urban development within the meaning of the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. So what is to be done? Fiat justitiat, ruat coelum and periat mundis. Let justice be done, though the heavens fall and the earth perishes. Thank you for your... Thank you for your...
Eloquently spoken, Mr. Gaminski. The applicant has identified two additional speakers. If it's possible, I'd like to windle down the remarks to a shorter time frame if we can, so we can get the public that's here in support the opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Yes, I will.